Here's something that didn't happen under President Donald Trump. A new war. First time in my lifetime, by the way. First time in my lifetime, there has not been a new war with a new American president. Nothing. No Iraq, no Afghanistan. No Serbia, no Croatia, no Somalia. No war anywhere. In fact, he tried to get us out completely of Syria and of Afghanistan and Iraq, but we're still there. The warlords and the war pigs still funding those follies into foreign nations with little return on investment. Doesn't matter. Donald Trump did that right, at least. Mike Pence says he's proud of that. He should be. Now, back to the real efforts at hand to silence you, to silence me, to put a muzzle on anybody who doesn't agree and march you straight off to the gulag if you don't like it. Listen to this. The lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania is a clown by the name of John Fetterman. Lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. He says you have no right to free speech. How's that make you feel in the Keystone State? You have no right to free speech. If you question the validity and accuracy of the 2020 election, this is where you can be shut down. Jail, if you don't like it. Silence! Listen to John Fetterman. Here he is, bite number five. Bite five.
So this idea that saying that Pennsylvania was rigged or that we were trying to steal the election, unquote, that's a lie. And that you do not have the right. That is not protected speech. The second those tweets went up, they should have been deleted. That's not deplatforming someone. It's deleting lies that are yelling fire in a crowded theater when there is none.
And by the way,
that is not protected speech. He can talk all day about what his favorite football team is or that he's the greatest president in the history of the world. But no one, Republican, Democrat, whatever, has the right to say those kind of incendiary lies.
Yes. Yes, in fact, they do, bozo. It's remarkable, isn't it, that these people take an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. They don't even know what it says. They don't even know what's in the Constitution. It's incredible. He doesn't. You have no right to say that. It's like yelling fire in a crowded theater, which, by the way, is still protected speech. Yelling fire in a crowded theater is not illegal. That's a misnomer, by the way. Oh, and if you haven't had enough lunatics yet, how about this? How about this? Just another lunatic from the mainstream media saying that Trump supporters should be deprogrammed. Deprogrammed. You're part of a cult, you see. They never have understood the fact that working families and men and women struggling to do their best felt betrayed by the government, left out, left behind, ignored. They saw Donald Trump as a champion fighting for them. They've never understood that. Many of these people didn't care for several of the things that he would tweet or say or the names he would call people, but they still believed he was a street fighter for them, standing up for them, which is why he got 12 million more votes in 2020 than he got in 2016, the biggest increase ever. The biggest increase ever for an incumbent president, Donald Trump. And this is because people are members of cults? No. It's because they believed he was turning the country in the right direction. The economy was strong before the pandemic. And America was bringing jobs back to its own shores before the pandemic, before the Democrats shut everything down. That's right. That's what they were fighting for. They're not Nazis and xenophobes and racists. No, they're people struggling to survive. And that's what these elitists have never understood. People like Katie Couric, who live in her multi-million dollar home, looking down on the lowly peasants like you. Bite number six. Enjoy this one.
There's 147 Republicans in Congress who still don't concede that Trump lost the election. What do you do about people who are in the government who don't believe in our way of government?
It is so shocking. Not only are they not conceding, Bill, but there's thoughts that there might have been some collusion among members of Congress. Some are refusing to go through magnometers or whatever you call them to check for weapons. They're not wearing masks during the siege. I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten. But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
She can't possibly be serious or that stupid. Maybe Hillary Clinton still hasn't accepted the fact that she lost in 2016. Neither have millions of her supporters, and yet you want to lecture people in the Trump camp in a year that you brought in truckloads of mail-in ballots with dubious origins, machines that were shown to have switched votes. You really want to talk about actual things that people have seen and talk about the affidavits by the thousands? None of those things existed in 2016. And yet people like Katie Couric and the other elites will wag their finger at you, even though Hillary Clinton still doesn't accept the fact that she got beaten like a drum in 2016. And yes, people will wonder about the 2020 election forever, because there's a lot about it that smells badly. And yes, I have the right to say that. There's a lot of things about the 2020 election that smells badly. Joe Biden will be president. That doesn't mean we believe he got there the right way. There is a difference. And that's not prohibited speech, Mr. Fetterman. How did you ever get elected to anything beyond dog catcher? Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.